Hey y'all, welcome back to A Purpose Walk with me, Deandra. Hey y'all. So you guys, life constantly changes. When you're walking with Christ, you're not exempt from transition. A lot of times, in different seasons or different parts of your life, God will literally have you shift things. He will have you go into things that make you feel uncomfortable. He have you go into things that align with your purpose, as long as you know what that is. And, you know, like I said, transition happens in life in general, and it will push you to have more faith in Christ during that time. So sometimes it can be like smooth sailing, or sometimes it can be a little rough. So I am going to get into a couple situations about your girl, because I've been doing this walk where I say, you know, God, I am going to give you my all, even though I wasn't fully there as far as giving my all. Like, what, at that time, I didn't know what that looks like. You know what I mean? But the heart was there, and I was trying. So, you guys, I started that journey in 2017. So, my son, he was 3 at the time, and we joined my church that I've been at since then. And y'all, what we're rolling with like 9 years. I'm almost 10 years in at this church, y'all. But it's been a wonderful journey as far as attending the church. But my journey with Christ, y'all, when I say it was stretching, because I had to become a new creature, you know, and that is tough because you're leaving behind your old self and trying to be the new that God wants you to be. And sometimes it's a fight to try to get rid of those old things. So I'm going to talk about some things as far as the spiritual side of it. Also, some transitions that happen in life where I still had to depend on Christ either way. It's just what it is. So yeah, I attended the church, and I remember leaving my old church home, and there were some things that were going on there that I didn't like. And I'll share that. It's just, there's no perfect church, but when it comes to certain organizations in churches, a lot of it has kind of veered away from the things that Jesus wants us to do, and it's like you put in these different systems. And systems are great as long as they follow the will of the Lord. But when you start, you know, kind of going off of that and like, well, I feel, it's a lot of, I feel like this shouldn't happen, or I feel like we shouldn't do this, and now systems are put in place because of it. That's not good. That's not good. Churches still do it today, unfortunately. And, you know, I hope they listening to this, because, and I hope more importantly, listening to God, because it's like, how long are you going to keep doing this? So yeah, I was going to this church, and I went there from the time my son was born till he was 3 years old. And I shared with you guys, I really wanted to give my son that foundation in Christ, so I had to get in church, right? The church was very welcoming for what it appeared. It was clear, you know, I am a single mother, even though my son's father was in his life, still is, but I wasn't married, so I'm a single mom. And I never realized that I could not join the church because I wasn't married. To me, it was giving blood in, blood out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about that gang life. I don't know much about gang life, but what I do know is, yeah, sometimes you gotta sacrifice to get in and sacrifice to get out. And I was confused when I was not being offered to join the church. So I stood up before the church. I mean, I've been here a while, right? Like, what are we doing? Can I join the church or not? And the pastor told me that they have a way that they go about doing that. Basically, no. So, I was like, I've been here. I attend every Sunday, women's groups, you know. I'm trying to serve, you know, your girl sing a little bit. So I was trying to be on the worship team. All these different things. I've always been the type of woman, even as a young, little girl, always involved in activities. And I wasn't being allowed to do that. And that broke my heart because I'm like, if we are to love one another through Christ, like that's like the highest commandment out of all things, where's the love in allowing me to be a part of your community? Like, there's kind of a cap, you know, as to what I could do as far as being a part of your community. And this was an actual organization. So, you know, they're all around nationally. So I told my mom, I'm like, you know, I have to get out of here, you know, but I don't want to go back to the things that I used to do. I want to stay with Christ, so I need a new church home. And, you know, she said, well, you know, you can go back to the church that you grew up in. And I'm like, absolutely not. I want to try something new. And she recommended my pastor now, whom I kind of grew up with, and I didn't know that he had a church. So I said, yeah, I'll go check it out. And I did. And you guys, it was different. I'm like, how are we having an actual party in church? Like, someone's on the mic, you know, cracking jokes. And I'm like, people are legit having a good time. But in Christ, like, it was all clean fun. And I was like, you can have fun in church? People have this misconception that you can't even have fun outside of church. So I'm like, you can actually have fun in church too. And they have this slogan, you know, we pray and we party. And I'm just like, wow, this is different, but I like it, you know. And because I, you know, I like to party too. I grew up in a partying culture. But now I want to do like a clean party. I don't want to, you know, do things that I used to do back in the day. So I started going to this church. And it was really refreshing because I wanted to see, like, well, what is he preaching? What is he teaching about? And literally, he was teaching Bible. Like, no fluff. And I'm like, okay, I can get with this because also we see in church culture where there's prosperity gospel. So they always talk about, you know, what you can get and the money that comes along with it and all of that, which is not necessarily true. You know, it's not about giving, like, to the community like Jesus want us to do. So, you know, feeding the homeless and clothing and sheltering and helping the orphan and the widow. I've seen churches not doing what the church is supposed to be doing. I mean, I know, come on. You see churches that are still like that today. What's going on? Wake up. But anyway, my little tangent, my little rant is over. But I begin to really enjoy coming to this church, and now I'm reading more. Even though at the time I did not understand what I was reading, and I felt like I wasn't retaining it either. I didn't understand the word, y'all. I didn't understand the Bible. But I kept at it, you know, and I prayed, like, Lord, I just want to be able to understand this. Like, what are you saying to me? But also during this time, I begin to lose friendships. So when you becoming a new creature in Christ, you know, he'll start to sometimes, this is not the case for everyone, but will start to separate you from the old things that you used to do. And he'll start to separate you from people too that goes with those things that you used to do. So I'm like, I'm out here, just me and you, Lord. Like, I need a friend. And I also was the type of woman who didn't really deal with other women because, you know, the things that I experienced and even the drama that went along with it. I'm like, with guys, it's not like that. Like, I'm a pretty straightforward person, and to me it seemed like the guys that I've seen or that I was around was also like that too, so it was easier to connect with them, especially because I am the only girl that my mom had, you know, so it was naturally easy for me to connect with men versus women. However, I did desire friendship or whatever. So eventually God blessed me with one person, and you know, she approached me in church. So I'm trying not to go too much into this because we will be getting into friendship soon and community. But yeah, so he blessed me with one person, and now, you know, I have someone to be accountable to. So as God was literally transforming me, I had someone that will say, hey, you know, like, I noticed this about you. And, you know, I believe that this is something that God wants you to work on. And God would do that to me himself as well. And now how do I do it? So one, I will gain, I will try to ask God for that. But then also too, the people that were working alongside me also helped me because they dealt with things similarly and was able to help me go through that. But, you know, the thing that was a struggle, as I share, like with sexual immorality in that episode, it was a little tough, especially like in that area and other areas as well, gossip, you know, things like that, because, you know, one, I dealt with these things since forever, and in my bloodline, so now I gotta fight to come out of these things. And you like, to fight, yeah, you gotta fight. You think the devil wants to let you go so simply? Like, you think it was gonna be simple for you to just walk out of the lifestyle that he's trying to keep you bound in? Nah. No, it don't work like that. So, constantly I'm being tempted with the things that I'm trying to come out of. And a lot of times, like I told you, I fell right back into those things. But my heart was in a space where I really want to please God. So I'm going to keep fighting to not do it. What did that look like? I was reading my word. I was praying. I was fasting. Trying to come out of those things. Not even surrounding myself with the things that I would like or that I desired, because I knew I'd probably fall back into those things. So I had to continuously walk this out in every struggle area of my life that you God literally wanted to clean up and transform me in Christ. And I know that there are some of y'all out there that's dealing with the fight. Don't be discouraged, one, because you are not the only one who went through that, okay? I'm telling you now, I did, and it's still a continual fight. And even because I do a Bible study too, that we discuss how even Jesus was tempted with things, and he had to say no, like, this is not what the Word of God says, this is not what my Father says. That, you know, because the devil was trying to give him all of the kingdoms. At least he thought he could. Because, you know, he has some power on this earth to do certain things. So he'll make you think, like, what I'm giving you is amazing. But none of it is everlasting. But with God, everything is. So you're not exempt from being tempted from sin. I mean, being tempted in sin. You're not exempt for falling back into sin, because most of us do, you know. So yeah, fight back. Don't let him win, because once you get on the other side of that, ooh, y'all, it's lit over here. It's lit. So y'all, eventually, now when it comes to the natural side of things, because, you know, like I said, it's a continual fight. Your girl still be fighting. I just want y'all to know that it don't stop. You gotta keep fighting for your life, for your spirit. Come on. But the same person that God allowed me to connect with in the beginning, she encouraged me to go back to hair school so I can get my license. And I did. And during that time, I was doing Uber and Lyft because the money was real good. Like, it had just got here to my city. And y'all, I would make like $500 in 2 days. So I would only do the weekends, because shoot, to make $500 in 2 days, couple hours throughout the night, like, I had a system going. I knew where to park, where to get all of the beeps or the dings, and I will alternate between the two. So whoever came through first, I shut the other one off. Y'all was doing the club hours. Y'all was out here getting that money. And now I graduate from cosmetology school, and now I need to do this field. Now, mind you guys, this is a part of the purpose that God has given me, because I asked him after my pastor did a sermon on purpose. So I asked God, what's my purpose? And he told me human services and cosmetology. So here I am, graduated from cosmetology school and scared to hop out there and be doing people hair. You want to know why? I felt like I couldn't do hair at all. Now, a sew-in, a glue-in, like, I do those on myself in my sleep. I got that. But anything outside of that, no. I ain't doing it. Now, I got a little better with the silk presses because my teacher in school, he was helping me. But outside of that, oh my gosh, y'all. Skirt. Mm-hmm. So, I remember that she was opening up a salon, because she's also a cosmetologist too, and she likes this, you know, like, I'm like, I'm already coming to work with you, like, 1 + 1 = 2. So we're painting, we're getting the shop together, me, all the friends, and I was doing Uber, and I remember God was telling me, like, I need to stop doing it. And I'm like, but this is my money. As y'all can see, this is where my heart was. Like, whew, the money. And I'm like, this is my money. So I'm still out here hustling, bustling, and doing that. And I remember I had just got a brand new car. They did not fill in my registration information, like, as far as the dates. So in New York, with an inspection, they'll give you a temporary one for 10 days. So I'm thinking with the registration, it was the same. So I put down the 10 days for the date, not realizing it was actually 45 days after, like, because I've been calling everybody. I was calling the dealership. I was calling the DMV. Like, I was trying all I can to get this situated, and I didn't get the information until late. So now they telling me, Uber, telling me, like, listen, your 10-day registration is almost up. You need to, like, change that. So once I found out it was 45 days, I changed the date. So I just kind of crossed it out and wrote the new date. But I tried contacting them to let them know. Y'all, why I couldn't get through? I could not get through. And I'm like, what is going on? And then they finally get through to me. And y'all, they cut me off. Like, I could no longer work for Uber because they said I was being fraudulent. Y'all. I was like, but I wasn't trying to be. When I say I was heated, y'all, I still was dealing with a little anger and rage at this point. Now, mind y'all, I was like 2018, 2019 at this point. And I'm like, yo, like, why they messing with my money? And I'm like angry, like furious, and I'm sitting in my car. Mind you, I just pulled up to the salon because we about to paint. Before I get out of the car, I took a pause and I was like, God, like, did you do this? I don't know why they came to my mind. I'm like, did you set me up? And I remember hearing the Holy Spirit, like, you wasn't going to move. You're not going to move. If I recall that situation, because I'm not 100% sure. But I knew I had that feeling that this was God's doing. And I couldn't do nothing but laugh. Because he told me to stop doing it, and out of disobedience, I kept going, because all I could think about is losing my income, because now I'm starting as a hairstylist. I don't have not a client. Okay, I got one, my mama. You know, so I'm literally starting from the bottom. I ain't gonna have no money. I gotta pay book rent. Like, what are we talking about? And you gonna take the money? But let me tell y'all something. When God say do something, do it. Even if it's scary, do it. Because that's a part of transition, right? It's God will give you an instruction, and you have to have faith to know, like, God has his best interest for you. So just do it. Yeah, this was not the first time. I was a lot hard-headed. I ain't even gonna say a little bit. I was a lot hard-headed. Mind y'all, yeah, no, I used to deal with rebellion because after, you know, moving out of my mama's house, I'm like, I'm doing whatever I want to do. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. Now God's telling me something, and I'm still going against what God's telling me. So I'm like, okay, you forced me to do it now. And like I shared with y'all in the last episode, in faith, he literally put the thing that I hated the most in the house so I could get out the house, because I did not want to move and stay in one place for just a year before moving into my house now. Clearly, I ain't get it. Now, mind y'all, the house situation happened years after this situation with Uber that I'm telling y'all about. Like, sis, when you gonna get it? But it took a while, and I'm here. He had to literally break some things out of me so I could be obedient so I could be submissive because it to him, by the way. I just be doing the most, and he like, she eventually gonna get it. I eventually did, but I'm trying to help y'all. When he say do something, just do it. I think I told y'all, I'm in Joshua, in the book of Joshua, right now. And what I just read this morning, it was saying, and I'm in chapter 5, so it was saying how he wanted him, Joshua, to circumcise all of the men. And this is after they crossed the Jordan. This is after these different kings that heard about them crossing the river, and now they scared of the Israelites because the water dried up. It was like it cut off just so they could pass through. And then started back up again. So it was almost like Moses, but not quite like Moses, you know? And he came out with Moses. Come on. But, you know, they had to get circumcised. And I'm like, well, if they were already circumcised, why they got circumcised? No. As I kept reading, it said that the men who were already circumcised that crossed with Moses were circumcised, but they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years until they all died off because of their disobedience, and they wasn't going to see the land of milk and honey. So the people that's getting circumcised now, the men that are getting circumcised now, are the ones who were born after making it out of Egypt. I was like, oh my gosh. First of all, to be circumcised at 40 is crazy. Or close to it. Anything after birth, I can only imagine. Sorry, fellas. But they were not able to see the promised land, the land of milk and honey, because of their disobedience. And I'm like, they had to die without seeing the promise, but their kids and their kids' kids was able to see it. I said, dang God, I thank God for Jesus, because through him, if I mess up and if I disobey, all I can do is repent for my sins. So turning away from the sin, keep moving forward, and I can still get the promise? Y'all, that almost broke me this morning. I ain't gonna hold you. That almost broke me. Like, I almost shedded a tear. But how gracious is that? That we can still sin, we can still do the things, but long as we repent, because in Jesus' name, now we're saved, and we can turn away from the thing and still receive the promises of God. Now, don't get it twisted. My Father who art in heaven will definitely give you some consequences for your disobedience. But as you can see, he forced me to be obedient. He said, either way, you're going to do what I say do, even if I have to take the thing away from you. Parents, have you had to take stuff from your kids and you didn't want to, but because they didn't listen, you had to? But you did it because you love them, and you did it because it's good for them, for why you're doing it? Now, put yourself in that kid's place. And God is your Father, your Heavenly Father. And he does that for us. Still love us, but we got to get it together. So, in transition, it can definitely be hard, but it's just best to obey and move in those things, because eventually, you will get the promise. You will see why he did what he did. And after finally losing Lyft, because I lost Lyft too, y'all. I can't work for neither one of them ever again. Because I'm like, all right, Lord, let me just go in real quick and get a couple dollars. And he like, all right, real quick, because they had a little promotion. They like, hey, come back. We're going to give you this bonus if you do this. And I'm like, let's get it. And I'm like, but Lord, is it okay first? And he gave me the okay to do it. And then I did it. And then I kept doing it. And then now he's like, okay, this spot to go to. I lost them both. You know, transition isn't easy, but it's fruitful, especially when you're walking with Christ. Because now, after about a year or two, figuring out what my niche was in hair, which happened to be locks, I became one of the top sought out cosmetologists / loctician for doing locks. And the amount I made doing that is not even in comparison to what I did working for Uber or Lyft. Like, there was a time where I made almost $1,000 in that weekend time that I would have done working for Uber. So now I got double. Ooh. Y'all, that just hit me just now. Like, I literally got double because I eventually followed in the will of the Lord. So that little $500 did nothing. Like, and I didn't have to work as hard for it. I didn't have to put miles on my car. The amount of gas. You know, like, all those things add up. I didn't have to do all of that. So I'm just sharing that in transition, especially God is calling this transition to just move with Him. Don't walk without Him. Go into what He's telling you to do, because you're going to be blessed by it. You're not going to see it in that moment, but you're definitely going to be blessed. But I'm not even done, because this is giving part two. But, you know, that's just a little snippet of, you know, even it kind of goes in with faith from last week. I had to have faith. Even now, I got no choice but to have faith because He kicked me out. I'm like, all right, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. And eventually things did work out. I'm going to leave you with a scripture. It's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. This is the ESV version. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. So literally, the very first word, trust. Trust in Him, y'all. Have faith that He got you, you know? And don't lean on to your own understanding, because you can't think like how God thinks. You won't be able to understand what He's doing in a moment. But once you come out of it, honey, you sure will. You absolutely will. But again, He will make straight your paths. He know what way you should go. He only has the best for you, honey. Trust me. Guy, female, transition is hard. Either one of you. Transition is hard. Can be for everyone. I'm in one right now, and we're going to talk about it next week. But just trust in the Lord. Believe that He really got you. Shoot, if you don't believe it, take it from Joshua. Take it from me. Take it from Jesus. God has you, all right? So again, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Meditate on that. Sit on that scripture. And you got this. I'll see you next week. Make sure you follow me, all the things on all the social medias, YouTube, subscribe, like, share. Everything that you can do, do it. all right? Because we got a lot more to talk about. There's always a lot to talk about. All right, so I'm gonna see you here next week, Thursday. And I love you so much, all right?